With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A baggage handler at the airport is arrested after an alleged theft. On April 27th, RCIPS officers responded to a report regarding an item suspected to have been taken out of the bag of an outgoing passenger at Owen Roberts International Airport. Police interviewed a 34-year-old employee who admitted to the offense. He was subsequently arrested, the item recovered, convicted, and sentenced. His employment was terminated, and he has since left the island. Police say the incident will be reviewed to ensure the procedures surrounding the handling of passengers' baggage, quote, are strengthened. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office says it's still pressing for answers after Tuesday's internet outage disrupted service for customers in Cayman Brac and Little Cayman. Interim CEO Sanjay Miles says the outage appears to have been connected to planned work on Flow's Cayman Jamaica fiber system, with knock-on effects across multiple providers. But Mr. Miles says the level of disruption experienced was not consistent with those expectations, and the office wants a full post-event explanation. OFREG says it will provide further updates once verified information is available. The Court of Appeal has upheld the decision to transfer brothers Osborne Douglas and Justin Ramoon to the United Kingdom to serve their life sentences, ruling the move was justified and not disproportionate. The pair were convicted of murdering Jason Powery in 2015 in a gang-related shooting. They were moved to Britain in 2017 after intelligence suggested they posed a, quote, serious national security threat, including involvement in gun crime, drug importation, intimidation of prison staff, and escape planning. Their lawyers argued the transfer breached their rights to private and family life, but the court found that national security must take precedent. The judges concluded that the risks were credible and that the governor acted within the range of reasonable options. The appeal was dismissed. And the Ministry of Education and Training is changing the way government schools handle this year's graduations, with new standards for timing, protocol, and Caymanian culture. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings.
The new guidelines set out how long ceremonies should run, how programs are structured, and how official protocol is observed. Primary school ceremonies are expected to last about 1 to 1.5 hours, while high school graduations can run up to 2 hours. Each event must also feature at least one Caymanian cultural element, whether that's musical performances, processional music by local composers, or decor that reflects the island's heritage. Award presentations will be streamlined, with certificates and subject awards presented by school leaders, the minister, the chief officer, or the director of education services. Sponsor support will focus on special awards, while the ministry will fund subject awards across all schools. For more information, the new protocol and program standards are available online at gov.ky/education/publications. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, a key mediator between Iran and the US, says there's momentum in negotiations on a peace deal. Shahbaz Sharif praised Donald Trump for pausing the military escort of commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz that only began on Monday. Earlier, Mr. Trump said he was suspending the operation to see whether an agreement could be reached with Iran. China's foreign minister has said the situation in the Middle East is at a critical juncture. Wang Yi told his visiting Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi that achieving a lasting ceasefire was an urgent priority. The World Health Organization says 3 more people have been evacuated from the cruise ship at the centre of a deadly outbreak of hantavirus. There are at least 7 suspected cases. 3 people have died. German police have raided the homes of more than 35 people suspected of involvement in far-right criminal groups. The targeted individuals are suspected of organising violence through social media. Australia's government has confirmed that 13 Australian citizens linked to alleged Islamic State members are returning from Syria. Police said some of them would be charged upon arrival. The judge in the appeals trial of South Korea's former First Lady, Kim Gun-hee, has been found dead in Seoul. Reports say a suicide note was found in the judge's pocket and included an apparent apology, but no mention of the trial. Ukraine has accused Russia of breaching a unilateral ceasefire announced by President Zelensky by launching drone attacks on several cities. Officials say a woman travelling in a car was killed in the Sumy region. Venezuela has told the United Nations top court that its rights to the oil-rich territory of Essequibo cannot be taken away. The International Court of Justice is holding hearings aimed at resolving a centuries-old sovereignty dispute between Venezuela and Guyana. BBC News.